Hello, wonderful listeners, and welcome to another exhilarating episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I am your host, and I cannot tell you just how thrilled I am to be accompanying you on this rewarding journey towards achieving your doctoral dreams. There's a profound synergy that we create here, week after week, as we delve into the intricate world of academic writing and research. Imagine, if you will, that the process of preparing and defending your dissertation is much like rehearsing for a grand dance performance. Each movement, each step, represents a different phase of your journey, a meticulously crafted dance where every twirl signifies a chapter completed, every leap a hurdle overcome. As you dance through your research with grace and poise, you weave a narrative that is uniquely yours, a scholarly ballet that showcases not just your academic prowess, but your passion and dedication. In our last episode, we embarked on a journey to decode the nuances of literature review, a voyage that left us enriched and eager to traverse further into the enigmatic world of dissertation crafting. Today, we stand at the cusp of an exciting threshold, ready to explore what lies beyond the initial chapters, reaching into the core of your research, where the real magic begins to unfold. Over the next few minutes, we will delve deeper, fostering a space where intellect meets creativity, where your years of hard work begin to morph into a masterpiece that's ready to be showcased to the world. Just like a grand dance, your dissertation defense is a performance that showcases the culmination of your skills, dedication, and the profound knowledge you've amassed during your journey. So let's glide gracefully into today's episode, letting the rhythm of our collective curiosity and passion lead the way as we step closer to that grand stage where you, dear listener, will be the star of your scholarly dance, shining bright for all to admire. All right, dear listeners, let's tread this mesmerizing path where the art of dance beautifully intertwines with scholarly pursuits. Picture this. Each chapter of your dissertation is akin to learning a series of dance moves. Mastery over each move, each step in your research, is not merely beneficial, but utterly essential. As we set the stage, envision your research as a delicate dance, where every step tells a story, and mastering each move translates to a story well told. Now, as we venture further, let's immerse ourselves in the depth of your dissertation, understanding each chapter with an intimacy that enables a grand narrative to unfold. Imagine you are crafting a choreography, one where you know the rhythm, the beats, and the intricacies of each move. I remember during my doctoral journey staying up late many nights, immersed in a world of knowledge, discovering connections, insights, patterns. It felt like a dance coming alive in the quietude of the night. Those moments of solitude were my rehearsals, a space where I could experiment, falter, and then find my footing again. It's in the knowing, the understanding, and the diving deep, where you find the grace and the fluidity in your performance. As we step into the next phase, take with you the essence of immersing yourself wholly in your work, appreciating the depth and breadth of your research dance. Carry this imagery with you as we transition smoothly into understanding the pivotal role of repetition in this grand performance. As we waltz into our next segment, let's embrace the concept that repetition is your personal choreographer, guiding you to perfect your moves, to find that fluidity and grace, which turns a good performance into something truly mesmerizing. Yes, the rehearsal stage, it's where the magic truly happens. It's where you practice your steps, making sure that each one is executed with finesse and confidence. But remember, practicing effectively doesn't mean going through the motions in solitude. Oh no, gather an audience. It could be your family, friends, or even your pet. Sharing your dance helps you to see it through different perspectives, allowing you to make those minute adjustments that elevate your performance to new heights. So as we close this segment, remember that the stage is your world, and repetition is the key to unlocking a performance that resonates and impresses. Let's take these insights and move gracefully towards tailoring your performance to fit your unique stage. In this vibrant journey that we are on, understanding your audience, your committee, is a crucial part in making sure that your dance, your presentation resonates profoundly. Let's explore how you can tailor your performance, making sure that every move strikes a chord. Tailoring your presentation is an art in itself. It begins with understanding the pulse of your committee, knowing their interests, their style, and their expectations. Dive into the research works and interests of your committee members. Decipher what resonates with them. As you do this, think of yourself as a seasoned dancer adapting their style to captivate their audience. Adjust your defense. Fine-tune your moves to create a harmonious flow that not just impresses, but leaves a lasting impact. And as we glide towards the end of this segment, carry with you the wisdom of personalizing your performance. Let the insights gathered be the thread that weaves a compelling, engaging narrative, setting the stage for a grand finale that we will explore in our next segment. Stay tuned as we continue to dance this scholarly ballet together on the stage that you are destined to shine brightly upon. As we gracefully stride into our next segment, I want you to imagine the vibrant scene of a well-orchestrated ballet performance. Just as in ballet, where each scene unfolds with a certain fluidity and grace, your defense should encapsulate a balanced and mesmerizing narrative where every element dances together in perfect harmony. As we transition into this stage of our conversation, think of it as watching the curtain time, ensuring that your performance encapsulates a harmonious blend of grace, knowledge, and time management. Now, let's delve into the essence of allocating time wisely during your defense. Picture yourself in a grand auditorium, the spotlight is on you, and the audience awaits your performance with bated breath. In this moment, maintaining a balanced pace is your golden ticket to a successful act. Consider each segment of your defense as a distinct dance sequence. You must glide from one to the next without lingering too long on one move, one point. It's tempting to get ensnared in the intricate details of a particular chapter or finding, but remember, the magic lies in the seamless flow of the entire dance. Ensure your transitions are smooth, your pace steady, and your storyline captivating. It is about creating a narrative that encompasses all you have journeyed through, showcasing it with finesse and fluidity, allowing each chapter to shine, yet melding them into a cohesive, enthralling story. As we move towards the conclusion of this segment, let us carry forward the essence of a balanced dance, where grace meets time in a well-choreographed ballet of academic excellence. Stay with me as we glide seamlessly into our final segment, where we will discuss the art of maintaining grace under the spotlight, a vital element in the grand performance of your defense. Now, as we stand at the cusp of our final segment, I'd like to draw your attention to an element that binds all great performances together: the grace with which a dancer holds themselves, even in the face of unexpected slip-ups. Anticipate them, for no dance is perfect. But remember, the grace with which you recover defines the beauty of your performance. To master this, I'd like to share a few strategies that will help you remain calm and gracefully pirouette back into the rhythm, even when faced with unforeseen challenges. Think back to a time where you stumbled, maybe in a presentation or a public speaking event. I remember a time during my defense where I lost my train of thought, a moment that felt like an eternity. Yet, I took a deep breath, allowed a genuine smile, and found my rhythm again, turning a potential stumble into a graceful maneuver. You too can harness this grace. Cultivate a serene inner space where you can retreat to, even for a moment, to regather and return with renewed energy and poise. And so, dear listeners, as we bow gracefully at the conclusion of today's episode, remember, the journey to crafting a successful dissertation defense is much like a grand dance performance. With the right blend of preparation, grace, and presence, you can turn your defense into a performance that is both compelling and memorable. Join me again as we continue to unravel the secrets to transforming your doctoral journey into a scholarly ballet that dazzles and inspires. Until then, keep dancing, keep dreaming, and keep soaring to new heights. As we come to a gentle halt in today's enlightening journey, I can't help but feel a surge of inspiration, picturing each one of you, our valued listeners, gearing up to grace the grand stage with your phenomenal dissertations. The dance floor is primed, the spotlights are ready, and your audience, the scholarly community, is eager to witness the masterpiece that you've cultivated through your diligence, passion, and unwavering determination. Now, I'm sure after this episode, you feel akin to a dancer, ready to grace the grand stage, swirling in the magnificent tapestry of knowledge that you've woven. But as you pirouette closer to your grand debut, it becomes ever more essential to have a guide, a playbook, if you may, to fine-tune those final moves, to polish that final act to a dazzling brilliance. And speaking of playbooks, it brings me great pleasure to steer your attention to an invaluable resource, one that promises to be a beacon of light, guiding you through the final stretches of your doctoral journey. I would like to introduce you to a phenomenal guide. How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less, penned by the Dr. Anthony Robinson. Dr. Robinson is no stranger to the art of mastering the dissertation dance. Having completed not one but two dissertations in as little as 6 months, he embodies the spirit of academic excellence coupled with tenacity and agility. In his playbook, Dr. Robinson graciously unfolds secrets, strategies, and wisdom accrued through his own experiences, offering you a pathway to traverse your dissertation journey with confidence and grace. Imagine having a blueprint that not only guides you, but empowers you to weave a dissertation narrative that is both captivating and profoundly scholarly. In this playbook, you will find strategies that resonate with the dance analogy we have embraced today, a step-by-step guide helping you choreograph your research dance with a finesse that promises a standing ovation. Picture yourself gliding across the stage, a dance of wisdom, where each step resonates with mastery, each turn echoes with intellectual depth, and each gesture paints a canvas of academic brilliance. So as you step back into your scholarly dance studio, your research space, let this playbook be your trusted companion, a mentor guiding you to craft a performance that not just meets the expectations, but surpasses them, leaving an indelible mark in the hearts of your audience, your committee. Get this playbook at writersir.com/playbook. As we close the curtains on today's episode, I encourage you to embrace this journey with an open heart, a spirited mind, and feet that are eager to dance to the rhythm of academic excellence. And remember, dear listeners, the stage is yours, and the world is eager to witness the beautiful, scholarly ballet that you are set to perform. Until we meet again, keep your spirit dancing, your intellect swirling, and your heart yearning for the profound depths of knowledge that await to be discovered. Let your dance be a beacon of inspiration, a symphony of intellect meeting passion, and a testimony to the remarkable journey that you've embarked upon. Thank you for joining me today, and remember, the dance floor awaits your majestic presence. Let your scholarly dance resonate with beauty, grace, and boundless wisdom. Until next time, farewell and happy dancing.